It is an amazing puzzle. The various contingencies and forces and necessities and desires that play into it often compete with each other or conflict with each other. The simple fact of trying to book the artists we want to make sure that they're available when we want to have them, that's already a very complicated puzzle. Then what repertoire would we like to do? And what's the right balance of that, and where does it go? What's good for the orchestra in terms of their artistic health and their refinement? And, I mean, we as musicians are continually honing our skill and our craft. What's good for the chorus? What's good for the audience? Which audience? We have so many audiences, meaning different interests and passions and things that they have come to expect from us and hope that we provide. So it's a real long and complicated and ultimately kind of fun process because of the challenges. And we work very much with each other. I'm always getting, and many of the other people involved in the actual nitty-gritty of putting it together. So it's a wonderful, rewarding, ultimately, process with generally a great deal of frustration along the way.
In what ways does this season differ from previous?
I think one of the most distinguishing things about this season is the introduction for us of some new composers to what we've been affectionately calling the Atlanta School. One of them is Mark Gray, who is a longtime associate of John Adams and his sound producer. Mark is a terrific composer in his own right, and he's written a wonderful piece featuring a good friend of the orchestra, soprano Jessica Rivera. So we're very excited to begin engaging his music. Also, calling it the Atlanta School for so long, we have an Atlanta-based composer, Richard Pryor, who is at Emory University, and Jonathan Leshnoff, who is another American composer that we're engaging in a long-term association with, starting with his flute concerto, but we've already commissioned a large symphony from him for the following year. So I think the fresh voices represented in that arena do, in a very exciting way, distinguish this season. On the other hand, there are some things I think our audiences have come to expect. Certain beloved artists, the season opening with Andre Watts and Garrick Ohlsson. We didn't do an opera this past season, but we will finish our season this year again with a performance of Aida and a new large-scale work from one of our closely associated composers, Michael Gandolfi, continuing his work that he did previously on Richard Feynman for the chorus and the orchestra.